the recovery version of Hebrews chapter 1. In many portions and in many ways, God, having spoken of old to the fathers in the prophets, has, at the last of these days, spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe, who being the effulgence of his glory and the express image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, having become by so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels has he ever said, "You are my son, this day have I begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And when he brings again the firstborn into the inhabited earth, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." And as to the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels winds, and his ministers a flame of fire." But as to the Son, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exultant joy above your partners. And you, in the beginning, Lord, have founded the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain, and they all shall become old as a garment, and as a robe you shall roll them up, and as a garment they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail." But to which of the angels has he said at any time, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth for service for the sake of those who are about to inherit salvation? Chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give heed more abundantly to the things which were heard, lest at any time we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels was firm, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which, having had its beginning in being spoken by the Lord, has been confirmed to us by those who heard, God bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various works of power, and by distributions of the Holy Spirit, according to his will? For he did not subject to angels the coming inhabited earth, concerning which we speak. For one has solemnly testified somewhere, saying, "What is man, that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that you visit him? You have made him a little inferior to the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have set him over the works of your hands. You have subjected all things under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing unsubject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise unto you. And again, I will trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children whom God gave to me. Since therefore the children have partaken of blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil, and might release those who through fear of death, through all their life, were held in slavery. For assuredly, he does not take hold of angels, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, he ought to be made like his brothers in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he has suffered, being tried, he is able to help those who are being tried. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brothers, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who was faithful to him who constituted him, as Moses also in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by so much as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken later. But Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end. Wherefore, even as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was disgusted with this generation, and I said, they always go astray in heart, and they have not known my ways. As I swear in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Beware, brothers, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in withdrawing from the living God. But exhort one another each day, as long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partners of the Christ, if indeed we hold fast the beginning of the assurance firm to the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. For who having heard did provoke? But was it not all who came out of Egypt by Moses? And with whom was he disgusted 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to the disobedient? And we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Let us fear, therefore, lest a promise being left of entering into his rest, any one of you should seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news announced to us, even as also they. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. We who have believed enter into the rest, as he has said, as I swear in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were completed from the foundation of the world. For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day thus, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, since therefore it remains that some should enter into it, and those who formerly had good news announced to them did not enter because of disobedience, he again designates a certain day, today, saying in David after so long a time, as he has said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. For if Joshua had brought them into rest, he would not have spoken concerning another day after these things. There remains, therefore, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest, he also has rested from his works, as God did from his own. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fail after the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature that is not manifest before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we are accountable. Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. We do not have a high priest who is not able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tried in all respects like us, yet without sin. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace for timely help. Chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is established on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, that he might offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who is able to exercise forbearance toward the ignorant and straying, since he also is encompassed with weakness. And because of it, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no one takes the honor to himself, but as he is called by God, even as Aaron also, so also Christ did not glorify himself to become a high priest, but he who said to him, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." As also in another place he says, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of his flesh, having offered up petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him out of death, and having been heard because of his piety, though he was a son, yet learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became to all them that obey him the cause of eternal salvation, designated by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Concerning whom we have much to say, and hard to interpret, since you have become dull of hearing. For when, because of the time, you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you what are the rudiments of the beginning of the oracles of God, and have become those who have need of milk and not of solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. Chapter 6. Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of the Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the teaching of baptisms and of laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible to renew again to repentance those who were once enlightened and who have tasted of the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the works of power of the coming age and have fallen away, crucifying again for themselves the Son of God and putting him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinks the rain which often comes upon it, and brings forth vegetation suitable to those for whose sake also it is tilled, partakes a blessing from God. But, bringing forth thorns and thistles, it is disapproved and near accursed, whose end is to be burned. But we are persuaded of better things concerning you, beloved, and things which belong to salvation, though we speak thus. For God is not unjust to forget your work, and the love which you have shown to his name, having ministered to the saints and still ministering. But we desire earnestly that each one of you show the same diligence unto the full assurance of hope to the end, that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience are inheriting the promises. For God, having promised to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so, having patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men swear by the greater, and in all disputes of theirs an oath is final for confirmation. Wherefore God, willing to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his counsel, intervened by an oath, that by two unchangeable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and entering into that which is within the veil, where the forerunner, Jesus, is entered for us, becoming forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all, first being interpreted king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, abides a priest perpetually. Now consider how great this one was, to whom the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the choice spoils. And they indeed, of the sons of Levi, who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brothers, so they have come forth from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not counted from them has tithed Abraham and has blessed him who has the promises. But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater. And here indeed dying men receive tithes, but there one of whom it is testified that he lives. And, so to speak, through Abraham, Levi also, who receives tithes, has been made to pay tithes, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If indeed then perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people have received the law, what need was there still that a different priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be named according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being transferred, there is of necessity a transfer of law also. For he of whom these things are said belongs to a different tribe, from which no one has attended to the altar. For it is clearly evident that our Lord has arisen out of Judah, as to which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priests. And it is still more abundantly evident, since a different priest arises according to the likeness of Melchizedek, who has been constituted not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an indestructible life. For it is testified, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. For there is indeed a disannulling of the preceding commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law perfected nothing, and the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as it was not without the taking of an oath, for they indeed became priests without the taking of an oath, but he, with the taking of an oath by the one who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not regret it, you are a priest forever. By so much also Jesus has become the surety of a better covenant. And they indeed have become many priests, because death has prevented them from continuing. But he, because of his continuing forever, has the priesthood unalterable. Wherefore, also, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, seeing he is always living to intercede for them. Such a high priest befits us, holy, guileless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and become higher than the heavens, who does not have daily need as the high priest to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who have weakness. But the word of the oath, which was after the law, appoints a son who is perfected forever. Chapter 8. Now in the things which we are saying, the chief point is this. We have such a high priest who sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the holy places, even of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is established for the offering of both gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is necessary that this one also, having something which he may offer. If indeed then he were on earth, he would not even be a priest, there being those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the example and shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses was warned when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, he said, that you make all things according to the pattern that was shown you in the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also is the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted upon better promises. For if that first covenant was faultless, no place would have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, and I will consummate a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them, and I will be God to them, and they shall be a people to me. And they shall by no means teach each one his fellow citizen, and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the little one to the great one among them. For I will be propitious to their unrighteousnesses, and their sins I will by no means remember any more. In saying new, he has made the first old. Now that which is becoming old and growing decrepit is near to disappearing. Chapter 9. Then indeed, the first covenant has ordinances of service, and its sanctuary a sanctuary of this world. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first, in which were both the lampstand and the table and the loaves set forth, which is called the holy place. And after the second veil, a tabernacle which is called the Holy of Holies, having a golden altar, and the Ark of the Covenant covered around in every part with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and above it cherubim of glory overshadowing the propitiation cover, concerning which we cannot now speak in detail. Now these things having been thus prepared, into the first tabernacle the priests indeed enter continually accomplishing the services, but into the second the high priest alone, once a year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the sins of ignorance of the people, the Holy Spirit showing by this that the way of the Holy of Holies has not yet been manifested while the first tabernacle still has its standing, which is a figure for the present time, according to which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which, as to the conscience, are unable to perfect him who serves, consisting only of foods and drinks and various washings, ordinances of flesh, imposed until the time of setting things right. But Christ, having become a high priest of the good things that have come through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hand, that is, not of this creation, nor through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered once for all into the Holy of Holies, having found an eternal redemption. if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctifies to the purity of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself spotless to God, purify your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And because of this, he is mediator of a new covenant, so that death having taken place for redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, those who have been called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must of necessity be the death of him who made it. For a testament is confirmed where there has been death, since it has no force when he who made it is living. Wherefore, neither was the first covenant dedicated without blood. For when every commandment according to the law had been spoken by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of the calves and the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded to you." And both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the service he sprinkled in like manner with the blood. And almost all things are purified by blood according to the law. And without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary, therefore, for the example of the things in the heavens to be purified by these, but the heavenly things themselves by better sacrifices for these. For Christ did not enter into the holy places made by hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us, nor in order that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the Holy of Holies year by year with the blood of others, since then he must offer often from the foundation of the world. He must suffer often from the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for the putting away of sin by his sacrifice. And as it is reserved for men once to die, and after this the judgment, so Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear to those who wait for him a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation.